I want to pinpoint at Meta
Okay.
because I don't know. Nowadays, I cannot do Meta because a lot of
Oh,
globalization.
I understand what you are going through because
Meta is thought-based.
yes.
And
But finally, it go beyond thought.
that part I haven't come
Oh,
yet. No,
okay.
because the part point to at last we have to relinquish the object of meditation,
Yeah.
relinquish this meta thoughts of boundlessness, friendliness.
Yeah.
We create something through meta loving kindness, then we have to relinquish it. It's a waste of time to me.
No. You see, they say with the four Brahma Vihara, especially metta, you can also develop concentration. You remember? The samatha, vipassana, they mentioned it. You can reach jhana. But their aim is to reach jhana. So when your metta is very, very strong, especially thought-based, it's just like you develop the jhanic factor. Initial application of thought, then you sustain that thought. But that one, metta, is slightly different. It's not only thought alone. It involves your feeling. Understand not? But the first stage, thought one, you cannot go deep one, cannot go far one. May you be well, and but you don't feel it. Understand? You don't feel it. The real metta, you have to move beyond the superficial verbalization. Understand? Then you feel it. May I, my body and mind. That's why I used to share this with you all. You feel the body, you feel the mind, the feeling go in. Be well and happy. Means what? You feel the well-being and happiness within your body and mind. So that will anchor your mind not to have other thoughts. Understand now? Then that metta is a very soothing metta energy, loving kindness energy. You feel well-being. Your cells all like have all this well-being inside you. That's why it's to reverse the negative energy field of fear, worry, anxiety, sorrow, and lament. So when you do metta, you recuperate. Then your mind become collected. Then the energy is charged up. Yeah, this is love. Then with love, like the metta meditation as taught by the Buddha, which a lot of book writes, I also wrote one, the blue color one. I combined the other two books through my understanding. Then I developed. Then you read that one, you know. The second phase is after you can feel already. And remember the beginning is to keep on contemplating what is metta, like a mother. Having the love for the child, he will go out and sacrifice to develop that love. So love is the opposite of the negative tendency, opposite of anger, ill will, hatred. That's why this metta gets built up. So when it's the opposite, then this metta you have to develop it through an understanding. May my body and mind be well and happy. So you always wish for the well-being of yourself and others. That is loving kindness. Because of that love, I wish people well and happy. May they be without enmity, without ill will and untroubled. May they keep themselves happy and peaceful. So when you continuously radiate good thought, wholesome thought, this metta starts to build up, build up, build up. But you have to feel it to move into the second phase. So when you feel it, your this metta force become charged, understand? Charged. Then it starts to like overflow already. Like this metta has become like every day you do until you have a lot of metta, understand? Then this metta like starts to want to overflow. Then from there you can radiate it. Want to overflow that time you visualize your loved one. Or somebody you want to radiate that metta to. And that is thought energy. And that is very effective because thought is what the normal living beings means of communication through thought energy. So sometimes you think of that person is connected one. Then sometimes when you radiate metta, like I told you, they can feel you one, but they don't know. Their rational mind, their brain, they don't know. But they will turn. Then sometimes in front of they will look up at me and smile. Then the metta has gone in. Something inside them make them like that. So when you retreat, when you visualize, I still remember when I visualize, it's very powerful. Because that metta really go. Yeah, that is your pure wish. That is what you can retreat. But the second phase is not the real penetrative one. The real penetrative one is when this metta has reached a level which is so stable. And I remember that time Ajahn Yan Chah always teach me, nature is full of loving kindness. Nature gives and gives. Nature never takes. Yeah, the great loving kindness of nature. The air we breathe. So this one generates a lot of love, a lot of understanding, a lot of compassion, a lot of gratitude towards nature. Understand? Then that metta become very strong. Then after that, everything I do when I want to retire, I don't have to visualize already. You know? I just use my hand. They're very funny, out here. There is a type of energy, very soothing one. Come out by itself, that one animal can feel, non-human can feel. That is the real metta. But the one that we want also quite powerful already. If you can will it, means you can feel it here, the heart opening up. Then that metta falls. But this one is using your thought with that, what they call thought that you conjure up or localize as metta, but you convert it into feeling, understand not? Then the feeling from the heart is being willed out. So that is at the feeling level, but it's already quite powerful. Because that one, I remember when people asked me to help radiate metta, I use that. Very helpful. Somehow it worked. Yeah. But the third one is later on when that metta, like I told you, when I contemplate, reflect, and when I follow what Ajahn Yan Chah taught me, nature has great loving kindness. Then I start to understand that actually nature itself is the oneness. But if it's the oneness, if we destroy nature, nature destroys us. Yeah, we are one with it. When we have love, love will prevail. Then our understanding will allow this heart to open up. That's why metta can open up the heart. Then metta use a lot of energy, especially at the will, at the level when you will it out. So all those that have energy fuel, jhana, they cannot release their energy. They radiate metta. That's why Ajahn Yan Chah breakthrough area. He used it to radiate metta. Until his metta opened up the center, I believe he must have touched it, the gateway. That's why he transformed, he developed the understanding. Yeah. So hopefully with that understanding, then the other thing to explain to you, I also went through those phases. Later on, I cannot radiate metta. You ask me to relate metta, I cannot. There's no point in it, we are just topics, understand? Then I realize wisdom is more important. Wisdom is the one that can help people. It's just like when people got problem, I relate metta, understand? But there is not much Dhamma involved, understand? I use the word not much, understand? But it's not the Dhamma that cure or heal. So we are like using certain like temporary solution, understand? A positive energy directed, understand? So it's just like you keep on radiating metta. After that, you think you develop wisdom? You don't develop. That is the fall. Rama Vihara, understand? And it's a virtuous thought without the evil root, yes. So these are all right thought, virtuous thought. But it's not wisdom, understand? So you have them, there is no evil root, understand? You don't commit negativity or karma, understand? Then you can help heal people, understand? Then improve their whatever situation. Because when people have problems, we always say, radiate metta. And because we are carrying metta, it's very effective. Do you know Chi Wei San? Actually, very slim chance on when he got the accident. The serving one recovered. The wife also recovered. So that trip was very beautiful. Then he did a lot of wholesomeness. Then I invoke power of wholesomeness. By the power of whatever wholesomeness that Chi Wei and family has done out to my nature and all Kayamita, may arise across the same condition. Yeah? Or his son to recover to good health, to have a successful. So all these are very strong. When I read it, I still remember it's very strong. Then, like the other one, Eric's daughter, remember? First few time, they come, because that time they don't know the Dhamma. Okay. So there were no conditions. So we share merit. Of course, after the class, we share merit. Initially, I don't feel anything. Then there was one session, I felt something. I felt something. The moment I felt that one, then I told Suya, very likely the daughter recovered, really recovered. Then after that, at 10 Thursday class with the mother, I took photo with us, you remember? So your nature can know when this thing manifests. Pocheng, you continue, sorry.
Faith to all kayamitas that this metta is when developed properly, the metta is coming out from the heart, the energy flow out from the
correct,
heart.
Correct, correct. Very soothing one, it comes out by itself.
Flow from, yeah, very soothing. It's really not thought, you know. It's just
yeah, it's
coming
not
out,
thought.
Coming
that one
out,
is from the nature
really
come out. That is the third phase where you are able to do it. From your nature, it actually, there is this very soothing metta energy that come out. You can feel it on
you. Yeah, you feel it coming out.
And the animal, the non-human, all can detect on. Oh, very, very different. So that one I went through, and it was with me for many years until 1989 when I was in Melbourne. Then the dog incident and other thing I told you. That was the time my metta was very strong. Thank you so much.
This thing happens naturally.
Yeah.
It happens naturally.
Correct.
Something
that
you
usually,
look for it and then it just happens.
We wheel it out, like Po Cheng said, we wheel it out. Then later on, it just come out from that nature. You just need the causes and conditions, then that thing flow out. And when it flow out, it's very different. Very, very different. Very good, Project Sado.
I just want to say this metta is really amazing. The real metta is really amazing.
Yes,
because
yes.
It come out naturally. And it's very beautiful flow of metta energy, you know. Yes. Thank you, Ratio. Finally, we are able
to. Thank you so much. Sado.
Sado, 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 sado.
Yeah. So don't worry, because these are the phases we will go through. And it is just one aspect of the cultivation. But the Buddha warned the monk at that time to do metta bhavana. There are incidents that require this. So when they went to certain places like in the jungle to meditate, then they confronted all these non-human disturbing them and creating problem for them. Until the monk themselves also panicked. They went back and see the Buddha. Then the Buddha tell them, don't worry. You go there, chant this. I think it's Karaniya Metta Sutta. Then after that, the non-human feel the thing and understand the sutta result and really protect them and give them all the space to develop the memory. But initially, they felt like their privacy invaded, understand? Because their forest belonged to them before the monks come. They suddenly come chant and don't know what the thing is. They do all the things that they were doing in the meditation. They are not interested in that. I don't know. Then they feel that their privacy has been intruded. That's why they use their, they are non-human, they got psychic also. They actually create a lot of fear in them, disturb them and do all those things. So metta is needed when you have such situation. But apart from that, you have the Dhamma, Dhamma protect you. You don't really need all those things. Because like the Buddha said, virtue protect. Understand? So very likely the way I see is those monks kena that thing is because they're coming, understand? In the past they could have been like this non-human kachao people, understand? Disturb people, understand? Then when there is condition, they go there, they kena back. Yeah. So causes and conditions are there. So when you understand all this karmic thing, you don't really need other what they call other type of means or way to deal with it. You only need to have virtue, born of wisdom. Well, without wisdom, no true virtue. But when you have the Dhamma, you have the wisdom, your virtue become very different. Well, that virtue is born of wisdom. It is true virtue. And that true virtue protects you. Now that is the one that protects your karma. Your karmic nature become different. That's why when they do the perfection, the spiritual nature also develop the perfection. Then at the same time, the karmic nature also develops the inheritance. Because when they have this perfection of all the parameters, then these great beings or enlightened being or the Sammasambuddha, their nature become very different. They manifest this in life whenever they arise. So when they manifest this, just imagine what amount, that huge amount of wholesomeness that has been generated because they are the great being, Sammasambuddha. So their virtue is extraordinary one. But they really have the wisdom and the understanding to help living being and take living being across. So what happens is, when you have all this, you become different. Understand? That's why I say, their vows are very heavy. You remember? Then their virtue are very, very expensive. Their wisdom are all there. So because of that, they can develop the vow that integrate into nature's law. You remember? So that they don't have to manifest themselves. Automatically, when you have affinity, you connect, manifest. That's why Kuan Yin don't have to be everywhere. The Buddha don't have to be everywhere. Their nature has this ability, like Amitabha Buddha. Feel that? Yes. Because the great heavy vow, very, very unique vow. Their virtue, their understanding, very extensive. That's why when you reach that level of cultivation, your ability to manifest all this type of thing is beyond the ordinary living being's understanding. You know, last time in the early day, I remember a lot of people comment, you believe, huh? Kuan Yin can be anywhere, everywhere. He got time, huh? This type of thing. Because they cannot understand, huh? He said, huh? Everybody kill Kuan Yin like you, Lu. No such thing. But they cannot understand. If you have faith in Kuan Yin, you connect. You know? So when you have affinity, means whatever you deal or do or cultivate, especially the Ta Pei Zhou, the Xing Qing, it is from that being, Kuan Yin Bodhisattva, that actually develop the understanding to come out with this Ta Pei Zhou, like his 88 manifestation, or 84, sorry. 84 ministers, yeah. All the names you put together and chant, it becomes the great compassionate mantra. Because Kuan Yin is the embodiment of loving kindness and great compassion. Then after that, if you chant even that Om Mani Padme Hum, you connect, understand? If you recite this, it will connect. Because this is what the vow is. Whomsoever recite, yeah, her name, her forehead, yeah, there will be a response. Oh, sorry, whomsoever recite my her forehead, yeah, sincerely, there will be a response. Sincerely means you have faith, you're very sincere. You're not last minute, only. what? Bao Fo Jiao. Rings of Bao Fo Jiao. Cannot, understand? But if you have faith, like my mother, because she has faith, she used to be and she always chant. But she don't know how to channel. She only in Hakka. Guanyin Yong Yong, Guanyin Yong Yong, all those things. She just channeled that. But the response is there. Yes, she has faith. And because of her affinity, Guan Yin, she also has affinity in my nature. Then my father also saying, I chose them as my parent. Yeah? In the past, they did something to me without knowing, who am I. The only way to repay their kindness and let them benefit from what they did is to invoke power of marriage for causes and conditions for them to receive this. Then I realized the best way is to become my parent. Where they are incapable of negativity. They know their duty. They are very, very loving parents that willing to sacrifice for their children. And also. That's why this line, they become my parents.